From NPR and WBEZ Chicago, this is Wait, Wait, Don't Tell Me, the NPR News Quiz. I'm Anchor Man, Anchor Myth, Anchor Legend, Bill Curtis. And here is your host at the Chase Bank Auditorium in downtown Chicago, Peter Sagal.
Thank you, Bill. Thank you, everybody. Thank you. Now, we got a great show for you today, as always. We're so happy to have one of our friends, Austin singer-songwriter Robert Earl Keen, back on our show. He'll be joining us later. He just put out a new bluegrass album, which kind of fits because his middle name, of course, is Earl. He gave in to destiny, right? And we were wondering, can you make any name sound country just by putting an Earl in as a middle name?
Howdy, y'all. Billy Earl Curtis here. I'm just a pickin' and a grinning.
Ooh-wee. No, I think the answer is no, Bill. Thank you, though.
Well, it sort of depends what country we're talking about.
Yeah, that's true. Whatever your middle name is, we want to hear from you. The number is 1-888-WAIT-WAIT. That's 1-888-924-8924. Let's welcome our first listener contestant. Hi, you're on Wait, Wait, Don't Tell Me.
Hi, this is Kate Bushing from Kirkwood, Missouri.
Kirkwood, Missouri? I don't know where that is. Where is that?
It's a suburb of St. Louis.
Oh, there are so many suburbs of St. Louis.
Yes.
Where everything is so peaceful and calm.
All the time.
All the time. What do you do there?
I am a mom and a preschool director.
A preschool director?
Yeah.
So do you have to deal with the kids yourselves?
Yes, and all that entails.
I remember when I was the parent of preschoolers. I have subsequently lost them. I have no idea where they are. That I would take my kids to preschool and drop off my rambunctious 4-year-old with, 20 others and look at these poor women, always women, who were doing it and just pitying them. And so grateful that they had to do it for a while so I could, go get drunk.
Yeah. But it's worth it. The kids are darling.
Yeah.
And Kate drinks her way through it.
I understand. Kate, let me introduce you to our panel this week. First up, a feature writer at the Houston Chronicle, Ms. Kiri O'Connor.
Hi, Kate.
Next, the man behind the only politics blog written in flame. It's at Esquire, and he is Charlie Pierce.
Hi, Kate.
Hey, Charlie.
And lastly, say hello to a contributor to CBS Sunday Morning and the host of Science Goes to the Movies, which you can find at CUNY.TV. It's Faith Saley.
Hi, Kate.
Well, welcome to the show, Kate. We must always start our show with a round of Who's Bill This Time. That's what we're going to do. Bill is now going to recreate for you 3 quotations in the week's news. Your job, of course, identify or explain 2 of them. Do that. You'll win the voice of scorekeeper emeritus Carl Castle on your very own voicemail. Ready to go?
Yes, I'm excited.
Okay, here we go. Your first quote is from an aide to Speaker John Boehner.
If Taylor Swift and Katy Perry did a joint concert at Madison Square Garden, accompanied by dancing sharks, that's the only way you'd have a tougher ticket.
That was Mr. Michael Steele. He was talking about the frenzy to get a seat to see who address Congress.
Benjamin Netanyahu?
Yes, indeed. BB, as his friends call him, Netanyahu. It was nuts. Total frenzy in the Congress. Republicans were lined up for days outside the chamber. People were actually scalping tickets. Republicans, old school Republicans, were showing off their worn black tour T-shirts from the time Bibi spoke in Congress about how Iran was months away from getting a nuke back in 1996. Of course, back then, he was just opening for Hootie and the Blowfish. Now, some suggested that the Republicans didn't do this to undercut the president. They invited Bibi because they want to convince American Jews to finally vote for Republicans. The fact that they don't drives the GOP nuts. What is it about being rich and white that Jews do not understand? Did you guys watch the speech?
I watched Nancy Pelosi watching.
Really? What was that like?
It's far more dramatic. She was signaling her discontent, and then, as she said herself, Benjamin Netanyahu almost made her cry.
I'm trying to.
It was one of his ballads, I think.
Yes. When he got into the slow stuff.
Yeah. It was his acoustic set.
Yeah. Oh yeah. Also, as a Jewish person myself, it was exciting to watch all these, you know, Republicans cozy up to Mr. Netanyahu by trying to act Jewish, like Mitch McConnell. Also, Mr. Netanyahu, isn't our president all mashugana?
I noticed that too. You had all these wonderful waspy Republicans from, you know, Southern congressmen and stuff, all,
yeah,
you know, dancing the horror and falling all over themselves.
All right, very good. Here is your next quote.
I want the public to see my email.
That was somebody who says she wants the public to see her email, but apparently she wants us to enjoy the challenge of getting it. Just to keep us tough. Who is it?
That would be Hillary Clinton.
It was. Hillary Clinton has not even declared yet she's running for president, but her campaign has its first scandal. At this rate, she'll be impeached before the first primary. The New York Times reported that during her entire tenure as Secretary of State, she used a personal email address exclusively, not her official government one. That's bad, but worst, the address she used was RobSchneiderFan69 at Hotmail. And the question is, you know, nobody has any idea what's in those emails yet, but why did she do this? Why did she do something so weirdly shady for no apparent reason? Well, presumably it's because she's a Clinton. None of those people can help it. Her baby granddaughter has already made under the table deals to get mashed peas from foreign donors.
You know that 90% of these are about what Chelsea's bridesmaids' dresses were going to be like.
You know what? That's what they said. They said, you know, we just took out the personal ones, and the example they gave was, well, you know, the stuff about picking flowers for Chelsea's wedding. Turns out she ordered the flowers from Al-Qaeda. All right, your last quote isn't from a person, Kate. It's great. From the website of a bright, shiny new restaurant called the U.S. Taco Company.
We strive to bring our friends and family the very best of what America has to offer.
The U.S. Taco Company is an authentic, hip alternative to awful places like Taco Bell. And it's brought to you by the same people who own what?
Could I get a hint?
It's for people who really hate Taco Bell and would never be caught dead in a Taco Bell.
Oh, Mexican?
I'm inclined to give you that answer, except I just happen to know that Mexicans occasionally do go to Taco Bell. They bring their children there to scare them. Let me ask you this. I'll give you one more hint. Who would be really concerned about the fact that there are a lot of people who don't want to go to Taco Bell?
Taco Bell?
Exactly right. It was. You've probably heard that the whole fast food industry is rotting faster than a Big Mac left outside. Much faster than that. They don't seem to age. The problem for fast food chains is that the hip young people of today just don't go for corporate mass-produced fast food. The solution is that hip young people are stupid. So Taco Bell has invented a new restaurant, U.S. Taco Company. They decorated the restaurant with corrugated metal and vintage signs, and they serve things like a friggin' fried ice cream milkshake in a mason jar, right? It's very hip. And a nice bit of karma, though, so far all of the customers have been boring old people wearing fake hipster beards.
Where is the U.S. Taco Company located?
Their flagship location is in Huntington Beach, California. They opened it there.
Oh.
And
I just hate every part of this story.
It's true, though.
Mason jars.
Yeah, mason jars. It's very hip.
But they put friggin' on it? That's supposed to make it cool?
Yes.
Ay, ay, ay.
Isn't that how all the young kids talk?
Yeah.
Yeah. McDonald's is doing it, too. They have a new restaurant called The Corner.
No.
You get your burger. Yeah.
Stop.
Seems pretty blatant. They just put a handlebar mustache on each Chicken McNugget. Bill, how did Kate do in our quiz?
3-0. She's a winner.
Well done, Kate. Congratulations.
Thank you so much.
Bye-bye.
Bye.
What? I'm at the Taco Bell.